Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here is a return visit. Mr. Rob Oliver is on the radio here for you this morning. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Before we get to talking, what would you like to play for us here?
Well, I just put out a new single. I always forget timelines. In the past 6 weeks or something like that.
Sometime in the near past, you put it out.
So I thought I would start with that one.
Okay. And its name?
This is called "Hold On to What You Love."
Here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
That you were given, knew that you could lose it, but you put it on the line. Giving up is easy, I should know, 'cause I do it all the time. Hold on to what you love while you're still alive. Let go with an open heart. You say goodbye. Rely on friends and family, lean upon a shoulder as long as it will take. Pull yourself together. Mend your broken fences, bend but do not break. Hold on to what you love while you're still alive. Let go with an open heart when you say goodbye. Don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'll be alright. Hold on to what you love while you're still alive. May not want to talk about it, you just keep it to yourself, keep it to yourself. You wonder how you'll live without it. I tell you if I could, every now and then we all need help. You're still alive. Let go with an open heart when you say goodbye. Don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'll be alright. So hold on to what you love while you're still alive. Hold on to what you love while you're still alive. Hold on to what you love while you're still alive. You're still alive.
Yeah. Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I might mention that this is up on Facebook. I hope it's up on Facebook. Denise, is it up on Facebook? Yeah, she says, I think so. So, yes, it's up on Facebook. And if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Well, Rob, welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. You know, it's always great to come here and have a conversation and play some music.
Yeah, yeah. As I said at the beginning of the program, it's like Anthony Rizzano says, it's a good hang. That's what he always says when he gets here.
Yeah.
Hang with Hunter at Sunrise.
You remember a couple of times ago I was here, I had that guy that looked like him, that guy.
Yeah,
Dirk,
yeah,
that guy from
I thought he was from France.
Well, he doesn't like to declare where he's from. I tried to get him to come this time.
Oh, you did?
But yeah, he was deported, so I don't even want to say why.
I think he was deported to New Orleans where he's playing with Tab Benoit.
Mm.
But welcome back. I understand you just came back from Canada?
Yeah, I just took a trip there last week with a buddy of mine. And, it's so nice here right now. The night that we got there, I mean, we knew this was coming, but the night we got there, it was -7.
Oh, my gosh.
So, well, my friend made a good point. It's like, it's not like I love the cold or anything, but I like being warm in the cold, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's cool. As long as you got the gear. I mean, it was really refreshing to go and visit and all that. I don't know if I'd want to live in that environment, but
yeah.
it was really...
Where in Canada were you?
Oh, we were in Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really cool town. Took trains around a lot and went up to see this town called Banff. Which,
yes, I've heard of that.
And actually, you know, Michael Lilly, who I know has been on the show, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's been on several times.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, oh, because I know he's been to Canada a lot. He's like, you need to go check out Banff. So it was, yeah, it's so beautiful.
What was Banff like? It's an interesting name.
Well, I know it's a small, and I don't know all the back. There's a reason, of course, it's called Banff. You know, there's a lot of French stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if that has something to do with it or not, but it's this cool little small town up in the mountains and lots of frozen lakes around there, you know, and it was just really so beautiful. And we had good weather too. We got a little bit of snow. It warmed up every day we were there. So it was nice.
I guess they're starting to get spring up there as well.
Yeah.
So tell me about everything you've been doing, because it seems like you've been writing and getting ready to put out more music. Is that true?
Yeah, I have. I feel like I was thinking last time I was here, and, you know, Hunter, I feel like I probably said last time I was here, which I think was last summer, like, oh, I'm going to put an album out this year. And, you know, I do have one ready, but I've still been writing, and, like, the first song I played, I wrote that since I was here last time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with music, things take a long time. You know, a song
gestates,
you write it, and you might not put it out for 2 or 3 years or something.
Yeah.
But it was fun with that one to write it and put it out in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to get too deep and dark, but something kind of happened at the end of last year that was pretty heavy, like in a family thing.
Oh, okay.
So that song is really kind of, you know, like it's kind of a positive spin on a heavy situation.
Right. Hold On is what it says in that song.
Yeah, it's about just kind of, you know, trying to make the best while you're still alive, you know, because, again, not to be a downer. It's trying to be a positive about, you know, you never know what might happen.
Well, it sounds like you, in hearing the song, you had a pretty nice little band together playing it. Who else was on the song?
Well, actually, you know, all my recordings lately, you mentioned Anthony. Actually, his drummer, Kyle McCormick, he played drums for me on that. And Kyle's a buddy of mine. He's a super, super talented drummer. And the rest is all me. Well, you know what? I take that back. let's see. So I play everything that I can. So I can't play drums and I can't play piano.
Oh.
And so on the recording, Jennifer Gammel played organ.
Oh, yeah.
Came and played organ, yeah.
Yeah, and Jennifer's been here, too, a couple of times on the show.
Oh, yeah, she's great. I mean, it's nice to have talented friends, and you can just kind of, you know, trade services with each other, and it all works out.
Yeah. So do you think when you do put out a new project, it's going to be kind of a band thing, like the last album you put out?
Well, mostly, yeah, I feel like a big difference. And it's funny, I kind of told myself, that I do like playing everything I can, and I enjoy, you know, playing bass and things like that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, do a lot But then as time goes by, if I want something on a song, I'm like, oh, well, this song could use organ. Let me ask Jennifer this one. And actually, she played flute on another song.
Oh.
So there are some people on it. Not as much as my first album, because I had like 20 people on,
really?
On my first one. But
wow.
But yeah.
Well, we're talking with Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song?
Yeah, sure. I knew for sure, too, I was going to do, and I figured I'd decide in the moment what my second one will be. And so I guess I'm going to go with this one.
You're decided in the moment.
Yeah.
And what is the name of this song?
Well, this one will be, yeah, this will be coming out sometime this year. This one's called Deeper the Blues.
Excellent. Here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Something about you gets my nerves. You're not enough action, too many words. You lift me up, then you let me down. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. The harder you fall, the deeper the blue. They talk, the less they do. You got the out, but not the in. Without the heart, you'll never win. It's easy to witness, hard to prove. You can give it up, or you can follow through. The harder you fall, the deeper the blues. Cause the more they talk, the less they do.
Wasn't expecting that one. Yes, Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. And as I said before, we are up live on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Cool song. Very cool song.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, it's always fun to strip these things down because everything I'm playing today, of course, it's full band and full electric band stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's always fun to rework them by yourself.
Well, somebody may be watching and admiring your guitar, and you were telling us a little bit about the guitar. This is a new guitar, is it not?
Yeah, it's these new kind of Fenders that came out. They call them these Highway Series, and they kind of, you know, not like I'm sponsored by Fender or something, but they, yeah, they're kind
but
of...
you're available.
Yeah, they kind of... I'm available, yeah.
You're available.
Kind of reworking the acoustic guitar, so mostly to me it has a thinner body, just kind of more like an electric, so as someone who... you know, gigging and you're doing, you know, these 3-hour gigs or something, it's nice to play. It's just a very comfortable, physically comfortable guitar. So I dig it for that.
And maybe you can show the camera over here how thin it is. It's a thin guitar.
We can see, yeah. See, it's more like an electric. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. And it looks really cool.
It's fun. I dig it. Yeah. Sometimes new stuff, you know, new stuff can be cool.
Yeah. Well, you've kind of referred to your gigs. You play out a lot these days, right?
I do, yeah. It's kind of been nice. In the wintertime, a lot of us musicians, we get to, you know, have a bit of a break and chill out and do some writing and stuff.
Kind of hibernate.
But, I got a couple things coming up next week. Let's see, I have a private thing Wednesday. But on Thursday, March 21st, I'm going to be hosting the open mic at Big Pink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's 7 to 10 at the Big Pink there.
And, I bet you're looking forward to that.
Phoebus. Yeah, that's cool. That's going to be fun. I don't have to tell you how cool that place is, Hunter. They have such cool. It's such a cool venue. They have so many cool artists and they really listen there and just are all about having original shows and just all kinds of stuff. They're very supportive.
It's a great vibe. There's been so much that has gone on there. It just seems to have soaked it all up into the walls or something. You go in and it just seems like such a great place to listen to music.
Of course, and they're just trying to cultivate that, a listening room. So if anybody out there, you want to come play some tunes and have people listen this Thursday, originals or covers, it's all good because they do different things there. They bounce between, they have an original open mic night, and they have one where you can basically do whatever you want. So I'm hosting the whatever you want one.
The whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I hope you enjoy it. Maybe we can make it up there. I don't know. It's Thursday night. But
yeah, it's going to be fun.
We'll see what we can do.
And I'll go ahead and say, Hunter, it's actually, as long as I've been playing music, it's the first time I've ever going to be hosting an open mic.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I know you've played open mics.
Yeah.
But this one, you are actually hosting it, which means I guess you get to play some and then invite other people up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll start off playing a bit and then bring all the people up. But, you know, it's so cool what they're doing, the thing with Vaughn and he started the open mic there for so long. And so, you know, since his passing, they've been having guest hosts, which is just such a cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty unique, I feel like. I guess I feel like I haven't really heard of that for like an open mic thing and people doing a guest host like that all the time. It's really cool. So it can make it different every time, which is great.
It is one of the only listening rooms here in the area, I think. Usually you go to a place and they have TVs on the wall and they're watching the basketball tournament or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a reality, and it's like I don't want to, poo-poo on anything.
That's an experience in itself, and it is nothing to denigrate.
I just did a cool thing last week. I did a songwriter thing that Alan Hudson does called the Acoustic Carnival,
and
that was really fun. And, I was just telling him, and I really mean it, that anybody who takes the time to put together anything, that's about, just supporting local music and sometimes especially original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I appreciate any of that because it's a lot of work to do that. And a lot of us, it's so easy to say, oh, it could be this, it could be that. Yeah, but you didn't do, put in the time then and make whatever you want. So anybody who does put in the time, and it is a lot of time and effort, I appreciate doing any of these kind of events.
Well, I like going to the open mics because you never know who's going to show up. And I'll tell you, there have been some people that have shown up and I go, oh, I've never heard this person before. And I've invited them on the show,
Absolutely. I know. And I don't want to be, I don't want to be a pessimist. Like when I go to an open mic or I see anybody new, I always feel optimistic. I always hope.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, oh man, like I just like blow me away,
Yeah.
Or if I see someone sing or they're going to play guitar, maybe harmonica. Oh, excuse me.
That's
like,
all right.
I'm cheering for them.
Yes.
To really be.
Yes, you are, you never know. And sometimes the most magical things will happen when a group of people get up and they weren't expecting to play or sing together. And suddenly there's a, there's just this harmonic moment that, you know, they click. And it's very interesting.
Well, those things can be beneficial. I mean, anything, certainly with music and all that. It's all just networking and getting yourself out there. Those things are very helpful to do.
Yeah. We're talking with Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here?
Yeah, for sure. And so this is going to be fun for me because I haven't put this out yet. It will be coming out. I have a ton of music that I really am going to be putting out this year. I'm going to do more singles and then I think an album later in the year.
Well, that's good.
So this one is fun for me because I realized recently it's a total, like, it's probably my most rock. I only rock out so much.
Yeah.
But it's like my only rock, my probably biggest rock one on the album, which is really cool. But then I was like, you know what? I should kind of reinterpret it when I do it acoustic. So this to me is just a cool, just acoustic version of this, like, rock song on the album.
And it's called?
This is called Bound to Thee.
Excellent. Here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
My side, I got something on my mind. You see, it's you and me and the devil make three. I've been watching you, my child. I've been waiting for a while. You see, it's you and me and the devil make three. Won't you set me free? I'm bound to thee. Won't you set me free? I'm bound to thee. You're a queen without a king, and I've been trying everything. You see, but you and me and the devil make three. There's a war we have to fight in between the wrong and right. You see, but you and me and the devil make three. Won't you set me free? I'm bound to thee. Won't you set me free? I'm bound to thee. Fill your mind with the written pages. Take advice from bygone sages. I tell you what you want to hear. Will it help you pray, my dear? Won't you set me free? I'm bound to thee. Won't you set me free? I'm bound to thee. Fill your mind with the written pages. Take advice from bygone sages. Tell you what you want to hear. Will it help you pray, my dear?
Yeah. Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I wish you the best with this new record.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I hope you can get it out here towards the end of the year, as you say, and get it to me so we can play it here on the radio.
Yeah, I love it, man. You guys, you and Paul Shagru, always playing my stuff, and I appreciate it so much. I just heard you and Paul on the radio yesterday.
Yes, we were there. We were there having a grand old time.
Yeah, you're doing the drive, right?
Kind of talking to us, talking to ourselves, I mean. But it was a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun. And I think we raised about $6,800 for local public radio. And once again, I want to thank everyone who called in yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I got to head on out of here, though, because it's 11 o'clock and I turn into a turkey when we hit 11 o'clock. But thanks so much for coming down here today on your Sunday.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And it's a beautiful day outside to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it looks like Ireland outside, you know, when it's a nice sunny day and Great Britain.
Yeah, I wore a little green so Denise wouldn't pinch me.
Well, that was good. That's good. I didn't wear my green today. I wore it yesterday for some reason. I didn't wear it today, but... I really appreciate you coming down here today. It's been fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.